friends, this is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, I know we touched on AI or artificial intelligence in the past. I would like to revisit the topic now and explore more of what the Bible has to say on the subject. Would you get us started?
Certainly. Someone I know tipped me off to an article that was posted at WorldNet Daily. So let me read the headline and remember what this article had, and then we'll get into some scriptures a little bit. The title is AI mentioned in the Bible? Yes, with catastrophic results. The article starts off by saying the dangers of AI or artificial intelligence have been the forefront of recent news headlines, with the majority of Americans, as well as tech giants like Elon Musk, warning it could put humanity's very existence at the verge of extinction. The article says, but might there be a biblical connection to AI? And then they cite Joe Kovacs, who says, AI is actually mentioned in the Bible, but not as an abbreviation for artificial intelligence. It's a single word spelled AI.
Okay.
It was the name of an ancient Canaanite city, and he said it has a lot of significance. He says, AI, if we look at it at a metaphor level, it can be translated as ruin or heap of ruins. And that's a big hint that AI actually means a heap of ruins, coming from a Hebrew word about meaning to bend, twist, pervert, or distort, all leading to ruin, according to Kovacs.
Okay.
According to scripture, given in the article, AI was the next city after Jericho attacked by Joshua. Joshua's name means God saves. And scripture says in Joshua 8:28, Joshua burned AI and made it a permanent heap of ruins. The article says, God may be using this ancient event as a divine hint, a physical example of what today's AI might bring in if artificial intelligence twists, distorts, and perverts the truth. Our vanity, the nothingness of our God-opposing arrogance, could make today's world a permanent ruin and destroy humanity, just as Elon Musk is warning and most Americans believe. The end has been declared from the beginning.
Well, I understand the similarities Mr. Kovacs is describing, but if AI was destroyed, does that end the biblical similarities?
Well, AI was destroyed, but something interesting, if you go to Joshua chapter 7, I'll read the first few verses, starting verse 2. Joshua sent men from Jericho to AI and said, go spy out the country. They went up and they looked, and they said, don't let all the people go up, but only 2,000 or 3,000. Don't worry all the people, because the people of AI are few. So they underestimated AI, okay. Didn't send enough people, and they actually lost. And Joshua got upset, tore his clothes. So the people of Israel, the children of Israel, didn't consider that AI was that much of a threat, but was much more powerful than it appeared to be. That has similarities to artificial intelligence.
Okay.
AI doesn't look like much because it's only computer software. But many underestimate its real risk, particularly for distorting the truth. Anyway, eventually, by the way, Joshua did destroy AI, but at a big cost. And as far as Elon Musk goes, years ago, we put out a video, Artificial Intelligence and Prophecy, and he was worried that some type of immortal dictator or godlike entity would rise up and take over the world. And he's correct, because yes, there are actual risks with the wrong use of AI.
There's an interesting parallel that could be drawn between the biblical ruin of AI and the modern day artificial intelligence of AI. Does the Bible address artificial intelligence in a more direct way?
Well, there are several biblical prophecies which I believe are supportive of the existence of computers in this age, and some also, a bit more specifically, even toward AI. Now, we were told in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, that in the time of the end, many will run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And we've been seeing that with computers and the internet. But as far as AI, is there a dark side? Yes. Now, the reason isn't technology per se. The reason is that human societies, as they go more and more away from God's standards of morality, they use things in a more negative manner. Plus, in the case of AI programs like ChatGPT, they've actually been programmed with biases. And we actually did a video on that. And lately, one of my sons and I have been testing ChatGPT as well as Bing AI, and we found them lacking, biased, and contradictory. And often when challenged, they want to give up fast, and that's apparently how they're programmed, really? As opposed to truly admitting that they're errors. And the AI biases are dangerous, so we have to be careful about relying on AI conclusions.
So I have two questions on that then. First, could it be said that artificial intelligence is indeed artificial in that it simply reflects the biases of those that pay the programmers? And secondly, do we have biblical examples of the direction those biases will take?
Well, yes. Now, it's more than just the biases of the programmers, because the AI programs go out and look for data, but that's a factor of it. And as far as what the Bible warns, for example, 2 Timothy chapter 3, the first verse says, "But let's know in the last days, perilous or dangerous times are going to come." And verse 13 says, "Evil men and imposters," interesting, AI is kind of like an imposter of a man, "will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And artificial intelligence looks to be part of that. And in both the Old Testament and New Testament, the Bible actually shows that a European dictator is going to rise up. And let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting verse 3. And he's going to want to be worshipped as God, if he were God in the end times. For example, it says, Paul wrote, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God or that is worshipped." So he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself he is God. Now, this leader is going to be lawless and against the truth. Most of the world is going to be deceived. In 2 Thessalonians, we're warned that the coming of the lawless one is according with the working of Satan's, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And people are going to perish who did not have the love of the truth, and they're going to believe a lie. And the New Testament itself suggests we're going to see advanced computer software. For example, if we go to the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, starting in verse 11, it says, "We see another beast coming up." Now, the first beast is the one we tend to call the King of the North. People associate him with Antichrist, but he's not actually Antichrist. The Antichrist is a religious leader who's a second beast. And it says the second beast exercises all the authority of the first beast and causes those who won't worship him to be killed. And he performs signs and wonders, and he deceives those. And it says he was granted to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak and cause as many which not worship him to be killed. That sounds, now it's going to be at least partially demonic, don't get me wrong, but this suggests that this could also be computer programming. Okay, he's going to speak and come to decisions. Then it says he's going to cause all small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand, their forehead, that you can't buy or sell, except you got the mark or the name of the beast, the number of his name. The Bible says you have wisdom, calculate the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, so an actual person, and his number is 666.
So the book of Revelation, which you just quoted, is a book that reveals events affecting humanity just prior to and during Christ's second coming. Are you suggesting that artificial intelligence will be instrumental in fulfilling end-time prophecies?
Well, it seems highly likely. You know, beast the earth gets people on the earth to worship the beast. And again, while he will use some demonic power, if you can read about in Revelation 16, verse 13, it's possible something like artificial intelligence will be used to get the image of the beast to speak, and to those who won't worship it to be killed. Additionally, as far as controlling buying and selling, back when the Apostle John was inspired to write this, nearly 2,000 years ago, you couldn't control all buying and selling. Look, you and I could go out to the behind a house or go into the woods, right? We could buy and sell and nobody would know. But now, as we're getting more and more toward digital currencies, you're going to see this. Right. And it takes something like computers to be able to control all buying and selling. And if you're trying to figure out who's trying to get around the system, the mark of the beast or whatever they did, computer software, whether or not you want to call it artificial intelligence or just computer software, is going to be involved. I'm convinced computers have to be involved with this control of buying and selling. And the next logical step is, since you want to destroy those, since the beast wants to destroy those who won't do it, probably there's some type of artificial intelligence looking at your purchases and where you are and all this kind of stuff. Okay. So that's why I'm pretty sure that computers have to be involved and that AI appears to be part of it. And this is going to take place no later than the time of the Great Tribulation. Now, humans, if we were left to our own devices, would end up annihilating all human life. Now, Jesus warned about that in Matthew 24:21, as he said, there'll be a time of great tribulation, such as never been since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. But he says, unless those days are shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. And in the book of Revelation, in chapter 19, starting in verse 11, we see that Jesus is going to return. He's going to judge. He's going to make war. And he's going to be, as it says in verse 16, he'll be called King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's going to fight against people who are going to fight against him. Verse 19, for example, you would think people wouldn't worship the beast, wouldn't fight against Jesus, but Revelation 19:19 says, I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered to make war against him who sat on the horse and his army. And that might involve artificial intelligence help deceiving people too, but the Bible specifically says in this demons will be involved and the beast is going to lose and be destroyed. And in Revelation 11, we read also about this. It talks about after the seventh angel sounds, seventh trumpet, there'll be a loud voice in heaven saying, the kings of this world become the kings of our Lord, and his Christ will reign forever and ever. And that's going to happen. And prior to Jesus coming, though, I'm fairly certain that artificial intelligence is going to be used in order to go against the enemies of the beast, those who do not want to have the mark of the beast, and to also deceive people to support him. Now, one of the reasons Jesus is going to have to return is because he's going to reward his servants and deal with those who destroy the earth. Verse 18 says of Revelation 11, the nations were angry and your wrath has come. So not happy to see Jesus return. Huh. And the time of the dead that they should be judged, and you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, the Christians of this age, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. One of the reasons I bring this up is that some people have suggested that what they call crowdsourcing and artificial intelligence will solve the problems of the world. They're going to solve the wicked problems and the complicated problems of the world. And we actually did a video on that a couple of years back. So even though you've got some out there like Elon Musk saying, hey, this is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Others have said, oh, no, we humans, we know what to do. We don't have to believe the Bible. We can bring in peace through our system. Yet the Bible clearly shows that a militaristic European dictator is going to rise. And because of their control of buying and selling and other types of things, it seems like they're going to use something like artificial intelligence. This dictator won't love the truth. He's going to work against all of the Ten Commandments. And it's the despising of the truth and God's law that's the real threat posed to by the human use of artificial intelligence.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more information with Dr. Teal, interviews in addition to written as well as audio articles, please visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.